Sally Lloyd and Nancy Gammon join me in the studio tonight to talk about the Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Arts Exhibition at the Women's Art Club Cultural Center, also known as The Barn, in Marymount. Sally is co-president of CQAFA, and Nancy is a longtime member of the group. The exhibition runs from June 6th through the 16th, and I'm delighted to welcome both of you to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
So, Nancy, as a longtime member of this group, I would love for you to give us just a brief history of it and literally enumerate for us, if you will, some of the fiber arts that are included.
So the Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Artists Group originally started in Grailville with members exploring more traditional types of quilting. And over the years, it has expanded and broadened so that it got renamed to the Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Artists Group. And members began really playing and experimenting with traditional quilting techniques, moving them into more of art quilting. They also explore a variety of other fiber arts, such as hand embroidery, wool felting, rug hooking, fabric dyeing, basket making, working with paper, wearable arts, and just about anything they can get their hands on. People also really have cross-trained heavily, and so there are a number of artists who work in other media. For example, Sally here does glass work. We have a member that is a very skilled watercolor artist. People make jewelry, and so because they have a variety of backgrounds, they can really approach fiber art and art quilting with a fresh new perspective.
Sally, I was looking at your website, which is wonderfully colorful, and I think one of the things many of us may have experienced in life as children growing up are the benefits of fiber art, sweaters, mittens, the comfort and beauty of quilts. But to me, this whole area of arts has just exploded in more recent years. So tell us, if you would, what the theme of the exhibition is, but also, if you can, describe some of these wonderful, creative, colorful things we will see.
The theme of the show that's coming up is Let It Go. And the whole idea is to kind of capitalize on exactly what Nancy just described, which is play, have fun, and let go of traditional rules about what a fiber art might be, what a quilt might be. And art quilters and fiber artists are really good at letting it go and experimenting and trying out new things. So at the exhibition, there'll be a wide variety of fiber arts. I'm hoping that we might have things as varied as an African mask to a very large piece that's completely abstract, like 6 feet by 6 feet, and it's totally abstract. There will be lots of wonderful landscapes because a number of our members do fabulous landscape work. And that's the kind of work that you have to get up very close to and look at all the tiny details and all the embellishments that are in there. And then a whole variety of things in between. So it's very eclectic, and it's really fascinating to go in and see all the different ways that our members use fiber to create an art piece.
If you would, Nancy, tell me about the areas that you work in. One of the things that attracted my attention on your website is a mannequin's head.
The piece that you're describing is a fiber sculpture, textile sculpture. It was created out of fabric to create the head form. And if I remember right, I used a candlestick holder inside to give it some rigidity and stability so that it would stand up straight. And I made glasses for it out of a really thick interfacing called Peltex or Timtex and embellished it with stitching and beads and marker. A lot of members really do use a lot of mixed media in their work. And so these really are not traditional quilts that you'll see on your bed. They may incorporate metal or paper, mesh, Tyvek, a lot of different materials. So I do make soft sculpture. My passion is wearable art, and so I like to cut clothes up and sew them back together again into fun wearable items. I also do a lot of fabric dyeing with ice that uses melting ice and powdered dye to color the fabric. I don't know how to quilt. So when I make fabric art pieces that hang on the wall, I just layer on the pieces of fabric and sew them down as best I can. I enjoy using a technique called free motion embroidery, which is a way that you set the sewing machine to basically be a drawing tool. You can move the fabric freely underneath the needle to draw pictures or add designs into fabric art pieces.
Well, you have a piece in this exhibition.
Yes. Right now, I'm participating in an artist residency at the Kennedy Heights Art Center called Common Threads. And my art partner, Wendy McVicker, and I are taking community members through the process of exploring creative writing and writing their text, their words, onto garments to create wearable personal narratives. So I'm working on what I call a house coat. It's a trench coat that's covered with a variety of little houses that have words on them, and the houses are made of pockets, and so there are stories tucked inside. It tells the story of my brother's death a few years ago and settling his estate and clearing out his house and selling his house. And so the chapters of that story are contained in the pockets of the coat. So there was a lot of letting go in that process. And so that's how my piece fits into the theme of this show.
Sally, how about you? Will you have a piece in this exhibition?
Yes, I will, but I haven't finished mine yet. I'm going to be honest. I have one in reserve in case I don't get it finished. But the one I'm hoping to put in will be a piece of abstract work that involves lots of repetition of the same shape. But you play with the shape, you distort it, you push it in different directions, you make it different sizes. It's always fun to figure out how do I sew this together once I've designed it. So a lot of times when I work with a design wall. So I cut shapes and I put them up on the wall and I design the whole thing. And then I figure out, okay, how am I going to put it together?
And will this be quilted then?
Yes, it'll be quilted. And one other thing I wanted to mention that our members do is thread painting, which is a beautiful technique. Nancy talked about free motion embroidery with your machine. This is literally painting a piece with thread. So there's so much thread of different colors that things are shaded, they're nuanced. People have done fabulous things with self-portraits, doing a flower, doing a scene from nature. They're quite incredible. That's something I aspire to.
Given what you've told us about what you're doing, I'm wondering about the level of mastery that one needs to join your group. So tell us about that.
One of the really neat things about this group is that it's very welcoming to beginners, clear through master artists. And so we have people join who are using a sewing machine for the first time. In fact, the woman that Sally is talking about who does a lot of thread painting, that's how she started sewing. She got her machine and joined the group very shortly after that. But we also have members who have exhibited internationally, spoken internationally, been published, been accepted into really competitive, juried art exhibits. And the wealth of knowledge that's in this group is very nicely companioned by a generosity to share that. When I started the group, I was new to making textile art, and so much that I have learned, I've learned from the other members in the group who are very giving of their knowledge. So when you come to an exhibit of ours, you'll see a wide variety from people who are just beginning and exploring techniques to people who've been doing it for decades. And a lot of times people change, of course, and explore as their artistic journey goes along. Even the more experienced artists are playing and experimenting with new techniques. So I hope that when people come to the exhibit, they feel welcomed and feel like, well, I could do this because there's some entry-level experimental work, but also that the master artists would understand that they were really welcomed too.
It is delightful to talk with you, and it's really exciting to hear the kinds of work and creation that's going on in your individual lives, but also as a group. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
I've been talking with Sally Lloyd and Nancy Gammon about the Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Artists Exhibition at The Barn, the Women's Art Club Cultural Center in Marymount. The theme this year is
Let It Go.
The exhibition runs from June 6th through the 16th, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. /AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
But I never saw blue like that before. Across the sky, around the world, and you're giving me all you have and more. No one else has ever shown me how to see the world the way I see it now. Oh, I never saw blue like that before. Oh, I never saw blue like that before.